So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
The following program is sponsored by Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Tech. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Boland, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Tulsa is fifth in the nation for high vehicle costs due to rough roads. Who would have thought? We'll tell you how much it costs each driver annually coming up here on this edition of Wheels. Good morning and welcome in. Getting ready to have a beautiful sunrise, boy, coming up over the east. And we're ready for that. And this is the final weekend for daylight saving time. We'll switch back to standard time next weekend, get an extra hour of sleep. Well, that's one good thing about it anyway. Troy Cox with Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs is with us up first here, one of our experts. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Denver.
And this is something I know that's near and dear to your heart. Our wonderful roads, people hit these big holes, and then they have to come into you to get realignment, get wheels fixed, all kinds of stuff.
We see it every day. I mean, every day something comes in that one of our wonderful Oklahoma roads is damaged, you know, ranging from impact brakes on sidewalls of tires to cracked wheels to tires that are worn very badly because the alignment's gotten, you know, tweaked from an impact. There's just a lot of questions about where all our tax money for roads is going, because
I know
it sure feels like a combat zone when you're driving them.
It certainly does. Well, driving on deteriorated Tulsa roads costs an average motorist $898 annually. That's the fifth most of any major city. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. The number seems a little surprising. I know AAA had done a study we talked about earlier this year, late last year, and they were talking about ownership cycle costs north of $2,000, which is, you know, average car on a road today is around 11 years old. But yeah, if you smoke a set of tires, especially with yes, a set of low profile tires, because the alignment's out, you know, even if it can be realigned by the time you buy some of these performance tires that come on some of the hotter sedans or some of the big 20 inch pickup tires, you could be north of a grand in a heartbeat.
Easily. Yeah, easily. You know, we maybe have people call in today with their favorite chuck hole or favorite bad spot to avoid, and you get to where you know them, and you kind of swerve around them, and you just deal with it. But why should we have to deal with this? These ought to be fixed. But
well, when these, they last long enough, I've got several customers in Sepulpa that drive 75 into town, and they have them named. So I avoid Irma this morning, but you know, Charlie got me last week, and I want to see what happened here.
Well, this new report evaluates pavement conditions in the nation's large population, 500,000 or above, and additional vehicle operating costs as a result of driving on roads in need of repair include maintenance, fuel consumption, and tire wear, of course, we've talked about, and accelerating vehicle deterioration and depreciation. Oklahoma City was sixth at $897, so we're above Oklahoma City. Hey, we're higher up on the
in so many ways.
That's right. Lloyd Boland's the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage, and you've seen a few of these holes that people have run off into.
I have. We have one in our neighborhood, but I've learned it's getting to the point they're so bad you can't tell who's texting or who's just missing.
That is right. But this report says those traveling daily not only put their lives at risk, but bear the weight of the problem with many wasting thousands of dollars each year on raising transportation costs just due to crumbling roads and wasted fuel. And this is from AAA, too, and citizens need to realize that we get what we pay for in our roads is a factor, but it seems like we pay for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we're getting what we're paying for looking at tax bills, especially road taxes on fuel versus what we've got to drive on.
And AAA urges the state and the city to prioritize transportation infrastructure improvements to ensure safe, efficient, reliable mobility. Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology. You've hit a few of those chuck holes, haven't you?
Well, we just had to have a truck towed to Troy's yesterday to get a full set of tires. And, you know, it is what it is. We go through tires on work trucks, and it's a frustrating deal.
Isn't that wild? In fact, I hit a hole one time as a rear wheel or something. Remember this, Lloyd? And I brought it to you, and we worked with it for years trying to figure out. And it was,
oh, that was the hula car.
Did this hula thing. It started going wobbling back and forth at certain speeds. And we finally figured it out, and it was a bent wheel.
It was more than that.
Yeah, it was more than that.
There was something on a trailing A-arm or trailing arm. But anyway, it wasn't good at all.
But at any rate, it damages your car. It's something you have to deal with. And, boy, we're right up there, right in the charts.
Well, the collateral damage from all that, you start eating, the whole front end starts, you know, wearing faster.
Right.
You're not aware where you're driving because your car's acting up. It's just a whole mess of not having good roads.
If you're holding coffee or a Coke or something, the star all goes flying up.
Hate that. I like drinking coffee.
That's right.
Drop your chunky.
That would be bad. Of course, the kicker for most of us is that damage is cumulative. I mean, late last year, I was driving my daughter to town in her little car, and it's raining, and I hit a puddle. I didn't see it. You know, it was full of water. Just this tremendous hit. And immediately on impact, I started hearing a whir that within, you know, short distance became a growl. Next day, checked it out. Had flat spotted one of the front hub bearings where we'd hit it. Actually had to put a new hub bearing assembly on it. But they're not always that dramatic. If you think about all the bumps you hit, all the railroad tracks, all the speed bumps, all the speed humps, all the potholes, you know, all those impacts are cumulative. Even if one doesn't take out a bearing, even if one doesn't take out a wheel or a suspension component, the hundreds you hit through the week, the thousands you hit through the month, all add up.
It sets you up for when you do hit that big hole, and that is the final straw then.
Yeah. Certainly can.
What do you think's the most expensive, the wheels? We see more of that than...
We see a lot of bent wheels. And low-profile tires have some advantages in terms of handling and certainly are very stylish and very common anymore. But the shorter the sidewall, the more vulnerable the tire is to impacts.
Wow. It is 7:13. Another thing to avoid hitting this time of the year, and we always try to remind people of that, deer are out tremendously this time of the year. And I got a text from Connie this morning saying, man, I almost hit a big buck deer, just ran right in front of me, and they're all over the place. They're out looking for a date. It's mating season.
Right now they are. In the spring, I had one just jump out of the weeds and hit the side of my truck, and, you know, its face jumps up in my window, and...
That's got to be scary.
It is. It sounds like a bomb went off.
It happens so quickly, too. One of the things, if you see one deer, which many times you don't get that opportunity, but if you see one, be looking for another one or another one. They typically travel in groups of two or three at a time.
They need training because their timing is a little off.
Well, those deer crossing signs, they're not using them.
They're not using them.
They need to get in with the program there. Hey, I was reading this week where natural gas prices is cheaper this month. It's going down. Let's see, what was it? The national gas average is $2.85. 6 cents cheaper this month. This is regular gas here I'm talking about there.
Gasoline
prices. And this was the most expensive during the month of October since 2014. But today's price, and I think we're down about 25 cents just since the 1st of October. I remember it was $2.69, and now I saw this morning when I was coming in, $2.42.
Yeah, see, oil came up 30 cents almost yesterday. It's just weird how it's just moving around right now. But natural gas.
Yeah, natural gas is actually going down.
It's going down.
There was, in fact, where was the story I've got here? It was just talking about heating gas, but it's the same gas.
It's the same gas.
Yeah, it's the same stuff. Heating gas, somewhere I've got this story here, where they were saying fuel prices, like in the Northeast, are going to be up a little bit because just natural, you know, costs. But here in the Midwest, especially, natural gas, where that's used for heating – It's going to go down.
Yes, it is. And we're actually looking, I'm trying to close my 2019 and 20 gas right now. And I was quoted a little bit less than my 16, 17, and 18 gas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it looks like we're going to be able to hold our prices again, which is so cool to be able to advertise that. Who can do that?
And the price is just incredible compared to what we're talking about, $2.60, $2.50 for regular gasoline, but you're talking what?
$1.55. And see, I'm absorbing the tax hike that we got on.
Oh, that's right. You get to pay taxes on that just like.
You betcha. So I already absorbed the little bit of increase that's coming. I don't have to change because we had a little bit of drop in fuel costs, so.
Does that calculate just like you do for a gallon of gas? It's
you
betcha. 4 cents. It's,
yeah, because what we are sold fuel in, natural gas in, is an equivalent gallon of gas. So that's the energy value of a gallon of gasoline in 1992.
Yeah, yeah. It's a case of natural gas customers can decrease the cost of heating in their home. So it'll be good for that. And can you refuel? I know you do all the compressed natural gas. Can you refuel your natural gas system at home?
Well, they do have a compressor you plug into your house. And it sucks from the house. It's called a refueling appliance. And you plug it in, and then overnight it fills your vehicle up right from your house pipe.
Oh, but it takes a while to do that.
It takes overnight, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But you know, you're sleeping.
Well, that's true.
Well, I mean, that's really no different than a lot of the plug-in hybrid models.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, if you've got something that just plugs into the wall, if you haven't had your house rewired for a high amperage, you know, fueling, if you will, outlet for your hybrid, if you're just using an extension cord, most of those are going to take 7, 8, maybe 10 hours to recharge at house current. So there's really no difference in terms of flexibility or convenience. But one of the things he doesn't talk a lot about, and I hear a lot about because a lot of my clients are more rural, is CNG, you know, fueling stations are popping up everywhere in metro areas. They're still a little thin in more rural places, but propane's readily available. And the propane conversion his guys did on my truck has just run like a monster. I've been really, really happy with it.
Same kind of efficiency. And
yeah, I just go to my propane company and I buy my fuel on a yearly contract, and I know what I'm going to pay all year long.
Wow, what a great
idea. It's
a
slick deal. It's so seamless when you're operating it. And it's really, you know, they talk about it. They always call it alternative fuels. It's a mainstream fuel now. You know, it's not just an alternative. Alternative fuel now is hydrogen or something you're mixing in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you know?
Something bizarre.
Bizarre.
But that's been around for a long time.
Long time.
7:18 on Saturday morning. Sun's going to be up here in about the next 20 minutes or so. Today of 77 degrees and sunshine. Spooky stuff as we're getting ready for Halloween this next week. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Into the mood for Halloween, kind of spooky, and I tell you what just as spooky is if you forget the last time you changed your oil. When did I do that? Man, that's scary right there, Tom. But with fleet maintenance, you guys keep track of all that for the people.
Yep, we'll do the reminder if you want us to, or we'll leave you alone if you want us to, but we do know when you need it.
Well, the great thing is having the paperwork available. I mean, I try to keep track on mine, but if you got more than one car, you tend to think, was it that car or did I do this car? And then you try to do it by memory. And it's really better to have everything written down. And you keep all of those records, and especially for commercial vehicles, you got to have a lot of that service records available, don't you?
You betcha, especially on brakes on a commercial vehicle. And if you're ever in an accident, they could ask you for those records.
Wow. I've seen a lot of cars being pulled over, a lot of trailers being pulled over, where this guy's checking things out, and they got people set aside just for that purpose. And if you drive any kind of a trailer or a commercial vehicle or commercial truck or something, you're subject to being just pulled over randomly, even if you're not in an accident. But if you are in an accident or you're out of state and you get stopped, it could be very costly.
It can be. So you need to have all your paperwork with your truck. You need to have all your inspections with your truck. And it can be a car pulling a trailer. It's when you're out of state, when you're excess of 10,001 pounds, you're susceptible to all the DOT rules.
And there's tons of them out there. And you guys keep track of it all. You try to help people be compliant with it. And one of the tools you give out is a free booklet that you have on your website.
You betcha we do. That is a great little book. You know, we're getting about 40 downloads a month. So people are looking at it. People are using it. And, you know, we get a lot of emails thanking us for it. So it's a good book.
Well, it saves you from having to search through literally thousands of pages of rules and regulations and mumbo jumbo from the government. And you put it in real simple terms, say, okay, you need to have this, you need to have this, you need to have these documents with you. And boy, it can be a lifesaver in many cases. Anyway, download that off your website, TulsaGasTech.com.
Yep. Over on the index, it's the very bottom one on our index page and on the homepage. And it's pretty clear. It says DOT download or
right.
Something
and,
like that.
Again, 40 is good, but realistically, it should be 400 or more, because if you're a truck pulling a trailer, a tandem axle trailer, chances are you're already over that number. So, yeah, it gets so expensive. We have customers come in every week telling us they've had a run-in with law enforcement, and I'm not bagging on law enforcement, because they are trying to protect us all. There are truck and trailer combos out there, and we've all seen them, and you're going, dear Lord, please let me stay away from that guy, because he's going to lose a wheel or something any minute. You know, there are ones that don't need to be on the road, but if you're pulling a tandem trailer, you're probably at a weight limit where you need to at least be familiar with those rules, and his 18 or 20 pages is a condensation of a phone book thick federal and state guideline book that is a mess to get through.
725 here on Wheels, and just a couple of things to pass along here. According to Carfax, more than 57 million recalled vehicles, greater than one out of every five vehicles that you meet on the road in the U.S., currently in use across the country, have open recalls. And this company's annual research says that people living in southern parts of the country more likely to have cars with open recalls. And we're kind of in there, I guess, in some of these. We're not mentioned specifically as far as southern states, but boy, we've talked about this. One of the big ones, of course, is the Takata airbag. We've talked about that many times. But a lot of little things that you just don't think about need to be taken care of.
And not every recall is life-threatening. And we talked a while back, there was manufacturers can apply for an exemption if it's not a safety hazard. There was a one Toyota recall, and it was just a matter of some misprinted stickers, the door placard that tells you your tire size and weight capacity and pressure. The spare was misprinted on, you know, a few thousand vehicles. So they were able to apply for and get an exemption and get that one, you know, removed. The flip side is things like the Takata, which are very dangerous, but there aren't any, apparently, or very few excess bags available. So, you know, if you're not in line, have your name enlisted at your dealership, man, get it in there.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want to take a chance. Some of the ones we see, you remind me, I've seen several where they come in and there's a bulletin out on the ignition switch. And if you read the bulletin, it says, in essence, if it starts smoking, you need to do something. Well, that's a little late.
Yes, I think it would be.
But when you start thinking all the stuff that's running through there and your airbag wiring runs through there, they're separate looms, but they still get awful close. So it's something, right, it's dangerous. Yeah, you need to really watch it.
And easy way to check it out, if you're a car, just get your VIN number and put it in safercars.gov.
Safercar.gov.
Safercar.gov. And pop that in there, and you'd be surprised probably what shows up for you. 727, we've got to check on the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center. Coming up next on News 102.3 KRMG. You can get information about compressed natural gas vehicles, or if you have any problems maybe with the Blue Energy fuel stations, all you have to do is text CNG to 313131, and you get all that information. And Tom, this is not a spam that they're going to get with this. This is just as needed information. That's a communication venue there.
You betcha. So you don't got to deal with, you know, calling the shop and all that. You can just put it in and say pump three is not working, or you got trash dumped over, or we love your station.
Yeah, even that would be good. Yeah. And you may win some CNG, a full tank full of CNG. That'd be a nice gift there.
You betcha. And a lot of times we reward you. If you tell me there's a problem, we got a reward for you. So we like knowing be able to fix everything.
Yeah. Might give them a beanie, huh?
Beanies are very popular.
Yeah,
beanies
we're waiting on those beanies. Where are they?
The beanies. There's a beanie. Have you seen a beanie?
And more information about compressed natural gas and about Tulsa Gas Technologies on our Wheels page at krmg.com. Also, information about Cecil and Son Discount Tires. And by the way, Troy, you got the Two Angel Toy Run coming up here pretty soon.
That's right. Just a few weeks out, Saturday, November 10th. It starts from Tulsa Community College's West Campus there on 41st Street across from the Guard Armory. Cars start showing up typically about 10, 10:30. Oh, there's usually some donuts if you want to be an early riser. Church That Matters, Holy Smokers, you know, the group that we enjoy so much at Chillin' and Grillin' with their wonderful smoked eggs and sausage breakfast. We'll be doing sandwiches for the participants. Entry fee, of course, is a new unwrapped toy. It's a toy run. Those toys go to support Salvation Army Angel Tree as well as Tulsa Community College's Angel Tree. Funds raised by sponsorships and through T-shirt sales. They gave $6,000 in scholarships to high school students just last year. They've just raised a tremendous amount of money that goes back into, you know, supporting area youth in their further education, I think, is the way it's supposed to be phrased. It's just a great event, honors a couple of really special young ladies we lost in 2010, and is a great way to pay it forward and show off your ride.
Yeah, if you want to get in the ride, how would you get more information?
TwoAngelsToyRun.com. I know they've got a Facebook page. Probably the Facebook page is the easiest way to hit it. And then you can also get more specific information. Church That Matters, of course, has taken over running it after just a few years. It got way too big for the volunteers that started it. So if you hit their website, there's also information on that. So Two Angels Facebook page or Church That Matters .com has a link as well.
Sounds good.
That's cool.
7:38 here on Wheels. I'm Denver Fox. All right, this is not a plot for an 80s movie. This is real life. A woman took her Porsche, is that how you say it? Took her Porsche in for some service, checked her dash cam, and discovered it was taken off for a little joyride. This woman says she brought in her car to this guy after it was developed some steering issues, and she picked up her car, and she noticed a quarter of the tank of gas had been used. So she checked her dash cam footage, and sure enough, she found that the car was taken out on a country road. This is in England, so it was took her out in somewhere around Wales, and the dash cam showed it hitting speeds of 89 miles an hour. She says she informed the police and trading standard officers, and there was a spokesman. They said, well, staff members have been dismissed and for misconduct. They've passed the matter on to the police, so it's in their hands now. But they apologize for the incident. Police say they're investigating it. But we've heard of these stories where people take out sports cars. They just want to have a joyride. Usually it's someone doing valet parking or something, isn't it?
That probably goes on more than we realize.
So I guess it's a good idea to write your mileage down when you pull it in and leave it under any circumstance, whether it's for repairs or whether it's for parking or whatever.
I don't think of that a lot, but I think that's a good point.
At least know vaguely what your mileage is when you bring it in.
So well, we've also all got trip odometers. Just reach up here and hit that and zero
it. That's true. That would work
The flip side, though, is if you're having a drivability issue, whether it's engine-related, transmission-related, steering and suspension or brake-related, understand folks generally have to drive them at least some distance to try and replicate the problem you're complaining about.
But when we bring a car in that's got those kind of issues, we tell them we're going to put 30 or 40 miles on this car. Just to give them a heads up.
I mean, from a time frame standpoint, because you have to charge for that time, you don't want it to have to be a 30, 40, 50-mile test drive, but you know, maybe you don't have a choice.
Yeah, and check your tread depth. Maybe that'd be...
If you bring your car in for drivability, please don't bring it in with your gas gauge light warning you your empty is on.
I hate that.
I know.
I hate that.
I've heard of that. That's something. Yeah, put enough gas in it so you can... get around.
I ran out of gas in a Jaguar once, had dual tanks. Boy, that just irritated me.
Both tanks are empty?
Both tanks.
I've run out of a 2013 white Chevrolet pickup. That's two tanks.
Man. Oh, you need CNG in that truck.
I had CNG on it.
It ran out of both, huh? Yeah. Man, that's terrible. 7:41 on Wheels. All right, we're seeing some cars as a result of Hurricane Harvey, some flooded cars kind of begin to show up. So this is something just to review and to kind of remind you of. It's suggesting some of the new numbers that over 478,000 flooded vehicles are back in use, either on the road or they're up for sale. That is a 47% increase, more than 150,000 additional cars from 2017 when Hurricanes Harvey and Irma devastated the Gulf Coast. So some of these are out there.
Yeah.
Some are on the roads right now.
You can always spot them, though.
Yeah, look for some of those stains under the seats.
Well, we look for rust, especially on the seats. You get water under the seat, and rust is so fast when you have moisture. But you do that or feel up under the dash, put your finger up under there, and just run it across. If it comes out with soot, you know the car's been underwater.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot of these down in Houston, Dallas,
some
of those areas. But some may make their way up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, they'll pass them through two or three states and get a clean title.
And there's safety, of course, and health and financial concerns about flooded cars. Water can compromise the mechanical, the electrical, and safety systems of vehicle. And it can be kind of a ticking time bomb. I mean, some of these electrical systems may not foul out for quite a while.
Right, but once that wiring loom's been underwater, it's the corrosion starting. You'll have corrosion at connections. Yeah. You'll have corrosion within the wiring loom. It's going to come back and bite you. So, check them out thoroughly. Don't skip a step because it looks like such a sweet deal. You know, the classic cliche is a cliche for a reason. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true.
Just like you flip a switch, all of a sudden you start having problem after problem after problem.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of these cars are out there. Mold, bacteria could develop in some of the soft parts of the car. I hate that. And you think, it's the allergies. It's the season. It's something in your car. It could be more than just your cabin filter.
We're all bad about that, aren't we, Troy?
Some of the cabin filters we pull out, you could grow crops in.
Yeah.
And so unsuspecting buyers could often pay thousands more than a flooded car is worth. But if it's a flooded car, it's worth not much to an end user, is it?
It's just a matter of time.
Even from a salvage standpoint, most of the sub-assemblies they would normally sell, the engine, the transmission, the differential, if it's been underwater, you don't want it.
Yeah, it's bad news. All right, let's go to the phones here, 918-460-KRNG. Tom, you are up first on wheels. Good morning.
Morning.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You surprised me. They're still talking on the radio, but he told me there's a delay on that.
And we'll turn your radio down. Right. Yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
I've got a 92 Plymouth Voyager V6 3.0. I've been having some real problems with it running rough. And on a Chrysler, you can turn the key on three or four times, and it'll start pumping codes out at you. And I got a 17, which was a MAP sensor, and replaced that because I had an engine check engine light on. But now it's becoming very hard start, and you really got to pump the gas pedal to get it to fire up. Once it fires up, it runs great. But it idles about 1,000 to 1,200 as if I put too much gas while I was pumping it. It takes about 30 seconds for it to come down to about 650 idle.
Okay, now which one you mentioned too, which one is the year on that one? 2013?
No, it's a 92 Voyager.
Okay, you said 92 and then another.
He can turn the code on that older one and it will flash some, since it's pre-OBD2, it will flash some codes and give you some self-diagnostic limited ones.
How many codes did you get, just one?
Well, they flashed so quick, all I was able to do was just pick up one. And so we replaced the MAP sensor. Had a little bad vacuum hose on it. It's preformed. Wasn't available. And so I had to clamp it onto the engine.
What are the symptoms? What?
High idle and hard start.
The first thing I would look at would be fuel pressure. That one is going to be a little more tough to diagnose.
Really?
It may be a hands-on. The one of the things we've seen on some of the older Chrysler products is just go around on the wiring, especially on the MAP sensor and different things on it, and wiggle them. We see contacts on those that can drive you crazy.
Well, we have cleaned some contacts. We had a problem with the fuel pump here about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Found a dirty connector underneath the vehicle just before it runs into the gas tank.
Okay. Well, you just remind me of another one. When underneath the motor on the back side, check all those wirings. You may have to pull some loom back. We've seen multiple Chrysler products like that. The wiring, the insulation will disintegrate, and it'll crack, and it'll travel up in a loom, and it'll just wreak havoc.
Yeah. Well, squirrels don't help either.
No,
have you had squirrels in it?
Sir?
Have you had them in it? Seriously.
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's, yeah. You probably
Chewed anywhere then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Well, we took care of that. Bought a deal from Walmart, an animal repeller, and put the covering on the looms with spray glue and hot pepper, and that seemed to slow them down.
Well, it will. They can do damage, though, that's just unbelievable. And it may not show up for a while.
Yeah, I mean, they're chewing, of course, because the rodent teeth never stop growing. They're always looking for something to chew on. And that's the battle you fight when you have one come in that's had a pack rat or a squirrel or mice nest in it. You know, the obvious here is bright, shiny wire where they chewed the insulation, or they've actually chewed through the wire and it's broken. You know,
right.
When I say it's obvious, you might find it in 10 minutes. You might have 10 hours finding what you think are all the breaks. But where they've just barely broken the insulation, where it's not visibly obvious, then those things will drive you crazy trying to find them.
Yeah, yeah. Just track all the wires, the looms. You may break one open and find some looms that the insulation's disintegrated.
All right, Tom. Hope that helps you out there. Give you a few tips there. Appreciate it. Appreciate your call this morning, 749 on this Saturday morning, with our high today being 77 degrees, 51 now in Tulsa. This is Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. Tulsa Gas Technology has their own synthetic oil that keeps your motor running longer. It's Syn Pro Oil. That's 100% synthetic oil. It's, of course, optimized for high performance. And, you know, we talked last week about getting your small motors shut down for the winter, lawnmowers, tractors, things like that. Syn Pro Oil is fantastic for that.
We use it in lots of small engines. It's a good oil. And it's, you know, it's not the cheapest oil in the market, but it is the best oil in the market.
But you can go 10,000 miles in most cases.
10,000 miles, yes. Especially if you're running a CNG vehicle, 10,000 is easy.
Great. Get more information online. It's on all the links to all of our products we're talking about here is online at the Wheels page at KRMG.com. Let's quickly see if we can get another call in here at 918-460-KRMG. Let's talk to Alan. Alan, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I enjoy your show to start with. I had a question for you.
Okay.
I've got an 03 Silverado 4.8 engine. When the weather starts getting cooler, I'll be driving along, and all of a sudden I'll get a reduced power on my dash. And I got to shut it off and wait about 10, 15 seconds and then restart it and go on down the road for sometimes several miles, sometimes maybe a mile. I'll do it again.
Have you got any trouble codes out of it? You had it checked?
I've had O'Reilly check in. They're showing some misfires.
Well,
but
how many miles do you have on it?
Yeah.
250, I believe.
When was the last time you changed spark plugs, and did you go with the iridium tip plugs that GM is now recommending, or did you go with the standard plug?
I probably went with the standard plug.
How many miles on them?
I think I did it about a year ago. It might be 8,000-10,000 miles.
Okay. Well, you need to have someone scan it.
Yeah.
You could have a lot of different things putting it in that limp mode. That's what's happening. It's going into a limp mode, but the plugs would be a good start.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, the plugs, wires, and coils on those things, you're going to look straight at those things a lot of times.
Yeah, check the map sensor. You can scan the system and determine if it's working right. There's several things can cause them to go into a limp mode.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Alan, thanks. Appreciate it.
Why do y'all charge to do that?
you know, a basic scan and 30-minute diagnostic, assuming it can be found in 30 minutes, runs $4,250 at our place, and we'd be happy to book an appointment for you. Some problems can be found in half an hour, sometime longer, but we'd be happy to set up an appointment with you, get some more specific symptoms, and try to figure it out for you.
Money well spent, and they can take care of you.
All right, Alan. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I hope that helps you out a little bit. Yeah, and you do that all the time at Cecil & Son Discount Tires. You're open to 3 today, right?
Yep, 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays, 7:30 to 3 on Saturdays. Can take care of a wide range of problems beyond just tires and wheels and alignments and brakes. Feel free to give us a call.
It is well worth the drive to go over to Sand Springs or to Sepulpa to visit with folks that you know and you trust and can take care of you the right way. Next month, November, and it's going to be coming up here in just a few days, National Headlight Safety Month. And I know Lloyd celebrates this every year. He gets a whole.
I do. Oh yeah, I've got a
decorations and everything.
Well, yeah. I put lights on my suit. I mean, I just go crazy with it.
Yeah. And that's when the PC 41 Plus headlamp restoration product really, really comes into play, and that will give you a lot more headlights. I noticed these on the roads. Some people just have very short beams of light coming out.
And well, and if even they're working, some of them are hanging at the ground or aiming at the ground.
Yeah. And so a lot of those things we'll talk about next week when we get into November, but PC 41 Plus is a product, of course, that you guys have at Cecil & Sons that you sell the end product to people. They can do it themselves. It's really simple to do, or you'll do it for them there.
Absolutely. Got both options. We've got the consumer kits available at all three locations. Getting ready to fall back, you're going to have more night driving.
That's right.
Having bright headlights that give you a lot of illumination down the road, not just a cool factor, not just your vehicle looks better, you are safer.
That's right. Next weekend, we fall back 1 hour. We go to standard time, so you're going to be driving home in the dark. This is going to be more critical than ever. Also, the Two Angels Toy Run coming up November 10th.
Saturday, November 10th at Tulsa Community College West Campus on 41st Street in Sand Springs.
All right. And at Tulsa Gas Technology, Tom, you guys have the PC 41 Plus, which you can sell to people, but you also have it just as part of your regular fleet maintenance program.
You betcha. If your truck's in there for service and it needs that headlight treatment and you're part of the fleet service, we do it and don't charge you.
Another good thing, you know, this is a kind of wrapping up October, which is car care month, and angling your headlights correctly is kind of a key thing as well. You guys do that at Cecil & Sons?
You know, to a certain extent, yeah, but unless you've been in an accident, unless something's hit, they shouldn't have shifted.
They shouldn't move. Like
most of the ones we find in that are way off are either, you know, they've come out of wreck and the body shop didn't catch it, didn't notice that it was off, or someone's thought they could do a better job than the factory had been, and they're messing with the adjustments. We've had some come in so fouled up that it was a nightmare trying to get them back.
All right. Well, guys, that's going to do it here. By the way, Lloyd reminded me to do this. If you've missed past Wheels shows, you can download one of our podcasts. Go to the Wheels page at KRMG.com. Guys, have a great weekend. Trick or treat. News is next on KRMG.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.